Mike, come in here and save the day, because I'm telling you, I'm having one mistake after another after another.
You're going to play some wacky song.
I'm going to play something, but it all depends what happens. I have had a string of these small mistakes. We used to call them brain, you know what? But I can't say the word.
Why not?
Because it's, I just can't. I'll get yelled at.
So, okay, can I make the sound?
No. Okay, there you go. All right, that's good. You made the sound. I've just been having a whole morning of those since I got up this morning. I put on a shirt that's got a stain on it, all right? that was the first thing. I put my socks on inside out. You know, it's just one thing after another after another. I know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. Here's what I want to play. Are you ready? Let's see if I can do this.
I guess so.
Let's see if I can do this, because if I can do this.
It better be worth it.
I think it's going to be worth it. I think you'll enjoy it. I really do think you'll enjoy it, as long as I have the right computer potted up. Here we go.
If he loses him, it may be over.
Ball is hit deep to right. It's gone. Forget
it. 1981, American League Game 5. Oscar Gamble gave the Yankees.
I thought it was a plane taking off.
No, Oscar Gamble. And, of course, when you say Oscar Gamble to anybody our age or older. He had a head of hair that was unbelievable. I don't know how he got it under the batting helmet.
He went to the Artis Gilmore School of Hair Design.
Yeah, he was an exciting player to watch. Though. When he hit home runs, he never hit a small one.
No, he didn't hit much.
No, but when he hit them, they were massive. He passed away. That's the
way. I know. He lived on the short porch of Yankee Stadium. He was with the Indians for a while, and then the Yankees thought he was going to be a great player, and the Yankees got him, and he never was.
No, but he was still an okay guy.
He wasn't a bad guy. Not at all.
And he passed away.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So
was he like 67 or something?
I'm 65, and he's right around there, so that's why I always notice these things.
I know.
But anyway, so that's Oscar Gamble. I just wanted to do a little tribute to him to start off this morning.
That's okay. Yeah. It just sounded like a jet engine, though.
Well, that's because of those old-time recordings, you know. Not very good. Not very good. All right. So where do we want to go in sports? You want to talk about the Knicks losing by 30? Nah, not really.
God.
30.
It just gets worse, man.
30.
It just gets worse. I don't know what it is now. The black hole is gone. Phil Jackson's gone. I don't know. Now I don't know what it is. It can't be the tennis player's kid, because he ain't playing. The Knicks are 6 games under 500, 4 out of their last 10. When they lose, they're losing big. They still have an outside shot to make the playoffs, which should be their goal this year. And they still have time to turn it around. They only played 52 games. They got another 30 left. But they're just very, very peak and valley-ish. Hornacek is doing the best he can. It's definitely not the coach. I just don't think they have the personnel to do it. Porzingis is soft, very soft. If somebody wants him and you can get a good deal back for him, I would contemplate getting rid of him, because he's a soft player. He's not going to get bigger. He's not bulking up, is what I mean. He's an adult. See what happens. But if I can get a lucrative deal for him, I would think about it.
All right. Yeah, well, I wouldn't. I'd wait one more year. What's one more year?
What's one more year? Ask the Mets that question. What's one more year? They were in the World Series, and now the only way they can go is if they buy tickets.
Yeah, pretty sad situation.
Speaking of baseball, the trucks are getting loaded today and heading down south, so can't be far off. Maybe another week or so, and we'll be able to start reporting on the Mets' injuries for their pitchers again.
That's right. Hey, big basketball game tonight. UConn women versus South Carolina.
What's big about that?
Well, South Carolina's a team that really hurt them.
What's the big paper in Connecticut? The Stanford Post? What's
no.
the big paper?
Hartford Current.
The Hartford Current?
Yes.
It sounds like a river. The Hartford Current already has tomorrow's headlines printed. Girls win again. That, and that now they just have to fill in the storyline of it. They're not losing to South Carolina. Come on. What are they going to play, 5-on-3?
We'll see.
I flipped them on the other day. They were playing somebody over the weekend. I think they were being televised on an ESPN channel. And I think the score, like, with about 5 minutes left in the first half, was 40-12.
That's our UConn ladies.
Oh, you know. People don't like them. People don't like them. The way they don't like the Patriots, the way they don't like successful teams, they're tired of them. You know, I'm not. I think it's amazing. I think the amazing thing about it is how many D1 girls programs are there? There's got to be over 100, right?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Nobody can compete with them. Nobody can push them. I don't understand it. Speaking of basketball, I went yesterday to watch my friend's son play for a local team in their division. For the size of the school there, and they're a tremendous team. They got one kid on the team. He's going to Vanderbilt on a football scholarship. My friend's son's being pursued by a few schools. But then they had the highlight game of the night after them. Although the game that he was in was a big game, they had the top team in the state of New Jersey playing yesterday, Roselle Catholic. Man, this is like a college team. They got some kid on the team. He's 6'11", about 270 pounds. He's going to LSU, and he looks like mini Shaq. This team is a bunch of thoroughbreds. They can hit from the outside for threes. They can dunk. They can run. If you get a chance to watch them, because a lot of the networks do televise high school basketball, if you get to see the Roselle Catholic team play, turn them on. They're definitely worth watching.
All right,
they demolished one of the teams that was supposed to be good in New Jersey, but they kind of pulled the softy to school. They have two real good kids and a couple other good ones. Well, their best player sat out with a, quote, ankle injury, but he wasn't limping on the sidelines.
All right, now we have about a minute left. Only thing I could say, Fox, for the next 5 years, $500 million a year for Thursday Night Football.
Fox is they don't need Thursday Night Football. Why don't they have every night football?
$500 million a year.
Well,
and you can get the games on the NFL Network and also streaming on your computer.
Hey, and what about the blimp flying outside your door? Do they show it too?
I don't know.
Well, $500 million, they won't be getting any money from me for it, that's for sure.
All right, we got to go on to the weather.
$500 million.
A year.
What a joke.
I know.
What a joke. Like I said, I'm a Vince McMahon fan. I hope they get fantasy football on the, whatever he calls it, so they can rival the NFL, because the only thing keeping the NFL alive is fantasy football.
All right, it's the XFL coming in 2018.
Let's go, baby.